I was thinking about who you are, your delicate point of view. I was thinking about you. I'm not worried about where you are or who you go home to. I'm just thinking about you. So amongst all the terrible things happening in the world right now, there are theories, of course, that the media raise one thing up, you know, to take our minds off something else. Look over here, then we'll stop focusing on the truly awful people in the world. And yet again, this has happened this weekend, as we're all looking in one direction. As on Friday in Harrogate in the UK, Gareth Griffin from Guernsey. Let's say his name again, so you've all got it and can write it down. Gareth Griffin exposed his frankly eye-watering vegetables to the world at the Harrogate Autumn Flower Show. And if you want the sordid detail, Gareth had a 9-kilogram onion that he claims, as he would, is the world's largest. But this is yet to be corroborated by the authorities. In this case, the frankly ludicrous Guinness Book of Records. Yes, it's the National English Honour Society, the NEHS. No one's applauding for them. Giant vegetable competition, where they celebrate annually the freakishly massive onions, colossal cabbages, mega marrows, big beetroots, and 10-foot round garden peas. I've made the last one up, probably. But yes, every year, whether we like it or not, and we don't like it, we have this BS from Gareth and his bunch of degenerates as they all get their junk out and we have to weigh it or measure it or both to see whose is the heaviest or the longest. Paul Proud, a made-up name surely, took home the prize for biggest cabbage, biggest parsnip, biggest carrots, biggest loser, and biggest beetroot, and biggest cucumber. And Chris Parrish took home a prize for his giant pumpkin, which weighed 102 kilograms, which, to put it into perspective, is the size of his ridiculous ego. Yes, they're all men, these people. And these men need to be stopped. Hell are they doing? And the bigger question is, how the hell are they doing it? My first question of many, there's surely a doping program, you know? How often are Chris Parrish's vegetables tested for steroids? Would Paul be quite so proud if we took a sample of his giant cucumber and found he'd surely been injecting it with water? Yes, Paul. Not so proud now, are you, little freak? And finally, we are all the way back to Gareth Griffin and his ridiculous 9-kilogram onion. And you have to ask yourself, what is really going on here? What is really going on in the world? This onion has layers, that's all I'm saying. And you peel back the layers, and you'll see something that they do not want you to see. Open your eyes, vegetables, the real freaks are all over there. Just getting away with it. That's love.